Welcome to Slug's bi-weekly Slug Soundwaves podcast. Here, in our print mag and on slugmag.com, enjoy our curated content that highlights the best of Utah's alternative and underrepresented music, arts, events, and community subcultures. If Slug has benefited you or someone you love, consider contributing to sustain our existence. Head to slugmag.com/donate to join our community of donors.
KRCL was founded in 1979 to bring a more diverse voice to Salt Lake City and surrounding areas. KRCL is community funded and supported, which allows diverse commercial free programming that varies from indie to hip hop, blues to bluegrass, metal, punk, indigenous, and bilingual programs. Every weekday at 6 p.m., KRCL's Radioactive brings you grassroots activism and civic engagement with punk rock farming and live local music on Fridays. Tune in to KRCL at 90.9 FM, stream at krcl.org, or download the app on the App Store.
Shh, are you listening?
This is Slug Soundwaves.
Pool House is a three-piece band in Salt Lake City, who've been releasing music since 2020. After a series of singles in 2021 and 22, they finalized the release of their first EP, called Blue. They followed suit with another EP called Tape Machine in 23, and this year they've been releasing a string of singles, teasing an upcoming album, which will be their first full length. Already, the singles have gained more attention, and the band has secured regular spots playing live in Salt Lake and surrounding areas full-time. In this episode, I sat down with the band's lead singer, Jake Buckner, and guitarist, Johnny Steed. They dive into the reasons why self-producing was the direction they wanted to go for this next album, and how they built confidence to finally do it. Plus, they talk about their experience with demoitis, which, in short, is the kind of attachment artists feel to the often lower quality demos of their songs. They even share a demo of their own, from the Tape Machine EP. It was one they re-recorded in the studio and sent to a producer, but they were still fond of the old version and the unique way they made it. This episode also contains unreleased music, as of the episode's premiere date. Stay tuned to hear it, and you can listen to the rest of Pool House's discography wherever you stream.
We're Pool House. My name's Jake. I sing.
I'm Johnny. I play guitar.
And Lucas is not here, but he plays bass. I would say we're probably indie rock with also pop in there.
Yeah, lots of pop influence.
But we kind of just do whatever we want. So sometimes it gets weird.
Weird for sure. Sometimes country even.
Yeah, we like a lot of different things, so really like country right now. Kind of just playing it on the guitar.
Yeah, we have acoustics everywhere.
Yeah, so we might have some of that coming soon.
Country reveal band. No, we're pop rock.
Yeah.
Pop rock.
Probably pop rock. I really love a good pop melody. That's what tickles my brain. And I also like lyrics a lot. That can mean more than one thing.
I feel like what makes Pool House work so well is that we have an affinity for like completely different aspects of music. Like, I wouldn't necessarily say lyrics are a thing that I gravitate towards, but like really dense harmonic, like lots of harmonies, things just melding together, like especially with different instruments, like a soundscape, really. That's what I'm in it for.
One of my favorites is Radiohead. I wouldn't say we take from them because we're a lot more pop, but yeah. I do really like to try to reference that a little bit.
Yeah, I would say like only recently I'm coming out of this phase, but I was super into like 90s alternative rock. Like if it comes on, I'm not skipping. But lately, I think I've really enjoyed like almost hyper pop rock. It's like, more like high energy, almost baby sounding. But I don't know, I haven't like made anything with that in mind.
I think we're super influenced by 90s and 2000s rock right now. Yeah. Like Third Eye Blind, Blink-182. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yesterday, our most recent single, that one came out July 2nd, I believe.
So long just to give it away. Now my back's against the wall, I don't feel a thing.
That one I wrote a long time ago, back when I was in high school, about my girlfriend at the time who was cheating on me. And we were never planning to release that song. We just thought it was fun to play live, so we kept it in our set. And then it became like the best part of our set and a fan favorite and also one of our favorites. So we decided we should properly record it and release it. So that's what happened with that one. Deep Cut came out right before that. That was the first song we produced and mixed ourselves. We were really proud of that, so.
Yeah, I feel like that's a really big stepping stone for us.
That was when we first realized we can do this.
Yeah.
Before that, we were sort of, what's the word? Depending. Afraid?
Afraid.
Not afraid, maybe a little bit, but more so not believing that we're good enough to produce ourselves, even though we felt our songs were really good. We just didn't think the quality of recording we were able to get was good enough.
A lot of the original EPs we did produce. We didn't engineer any of it or I guess we did. Like, a lot of the ideas that are there were ours. So like we've always tried to do it ourselves. It's hard to get like a quality that you feel good with, like in your bedroom, though. I guess it was never the focus to get fully fleshed songs. It was like we get really good ideas, like we'll get the song laid out and then we'll take it somewhere else. Like, that was always the point.
We usually could go in there and record an EP in 1 or 2 weeks with Nate Pfeiffer at June Audio in Provo. He's a really good producer. A lot of our EPs we didn't get the actual masters back for like a year.
Yeah.
So that was one of the big factors why we were like, we need to do this ourselves. Is one, it's expensive to go to a studio. Two, we're not releasing music as fast as we want to. And three, that's sort of our favorite part about making music is making it.
Yeah, that's a great point.
We kind of just wanted to make it. It feels weird to get a song back a year later. And in that time, we've written a whole bunch of other songs that we're really excited about and relate to a lot more than the ones that we did a year ago. And then now we have to like push it and be like, this is us now, when it's not really.
Especially, like we musically are evolving so quickly. So like by the time we were able to get the year old songs out, like we felt that we were just a different band, you know? Like, it's distinctly Pool House, but Pool House looks different now. You know, they sound different, so.
The thing that's really nice about it is I can mess up the vocal as many times as I want.
Yeah. Or, like, we can re-record anything as many times as it takes.
Yeah. Like, we're not paying for time. We have as much time as we want. But now, there was definitely a learning curve. The first Deep Cut, we redid the drums like 4 times.
Yeah.
But not because we played it wrong or whatever. Mostly because it just didn't sound good or wasn't the drums we wanted.
Demoitis is real, dude.
It is real. I feel like once you listen to a demo so many times, there's little, I don't know if it's you just get used to it or if there are things that actually are magic about it.
Yeah, I think like spur of the moment ideas, especially, like a lot of the times those are the magic, you know. If you don't get the magic to sound good, then it's hard to like walk away from it because it's like, please just sound good.
Yeah, so Demoitis is real.
Yeah, it's hard to get away from.
We could play the Sour demo.
Dude, I was just about to say Sour.
I saw you at the kickback. I swear it never tastes so bad. But I couldn't admit that. 'Cause I'm really on it.
There's a keyboard part in Sour that we made with a glass cup and some chopsticks. And yeah, then we ended up replacing that with, I think it was a Juno.
Yeah.
Some like really good keyboard, but I don't know, to me the cup was just so vibey.
Yeah, I think our Sour demo was a lot more like hyper pop vibes more than rock. Everything is a little more, like, the guitars are a little more electronic sounding. There's a lot more synths in it, and the drums are just programmed because we didn't have mics at the time. And also, some of the vocals are, like, pitched up.
Oh, it was in a different key.
It was a different key than the original, than the song that we released. One of the things we did talk about in this studio is, we're there to record 5 songs in 2 weeks. And so we were there from like early morning till early morning.
Yeah.
Every day with not very much sleep. And before we started, we talked about how that would be part of it, where like you get what it sounds like when there's 4 guys who are getting tired.
Yeah. I feel like a huge advantage actually is if Jake isn't like in a silly, goofy mood, then we don't have to do vocals. Like, we could just wait for a sec.
Yeah. I can only record good vocals if I'm feeling silly goofy. If I'm not, then Johnny will make me some tea.
Mm-hmm.
And then we laugh a little bit.
Yeah.
And try again. And sometimes we don't get it that day, even after a lot of tries. And then we're like, well, maybe tomorrow.
I think recently, like, we've just had the freedom to really, like, embrace, like, vibe resets. Like, we can take our time, which is something I didn't know was so valuable. Sometimes a guitar take would be, like, spot on perfect, but it's like, that doesn't feel right. Let's get it again with a better feel, which I feel like if you're going to a producer and you get a perfect take, they're going to use a perfect take because it makes sense. Yeah, we're able to do stuff that doesn't make sense.
I think it's really different when you're working on someone else's music versus your own. So we've also been producing other people now that we've got the gear.
Yeah.
We got a studio in our house, and it is way different. So now I see like the other side of it, where it's like, maybe we're producing someone and they'll be like, I really want to redo that vocal. But I'm like, that vocal is so good. Why do you want to redo it?
Yeah.
But I guess I don't need to understand why they want to. It's their song, but...
Yeah, the only person that has the sound in the head, you know, is the person that makes it. So, like I said, if they have, like, a good vocal to us, like, to them, it might not sound what they had in their head.
I don't know. It's just better when we're silly goofy.
Yeah. Silly goofy isn't like, during a sad part, we can't sing sad. You know, it's more like the blows to, like, it hurts less when you're sucking, you know?
Yeah, I guess it could mean not really caring or not worried about anything.
Yeah, silly goofy carefree.
Carefree. Yeah, because if I'm like, I need to get this right, it will always be bad.
Yeah.
You'll overthink it a lot. And just
it's
like,
so easy to overthink.
Yeah. It's really easy, especially with vocals, to be like, I need to sing this pitch exactly right. And then all the performance is gone.
Mm-hmm.
But the pitch is right. So you just gotta be silly goofy. The song is called Nevermind. It's going to be our next single.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking that's the plan right now. I really like that song.
Yes. A Pool House favorite.
It's a really good song. I think It's become one of our favorite to play live. We like to play our unreleased songs at our shows.
It goes so hard, dude.
It goes hard. It has a bit of Weezer vibes. But still, Pool House. I wrote it last summer, at least last summer. I was like, I'll just want to make some songs that would be fun to listen to while I ride my bike around.
Yeah.
But I think it's a lot more than that now. I think the lyrics are really good. It has a lot to do with perhaps even mental disorders and relationships. So it kind of like the next era of Pool House. And the guitars are awesome and fat. My head was a mess about parts of it are about just not knowing what you want or what you should want or what to even do really with anything in your life. Kind of what it is about, just changing your mind constantly. I was unsure of why I didn't like this person or this person or this person or this person. And when thinking my last relationship really messed me up permanently. In the song, I kind of felt like I also might have messed them up permanently as well. And so the chorus is kind of like she said, but it's actually how I felt also, but I'm perhaps projecting because I may have made them feel like that also. I feel like a lot of our music has been unsure if you are the good guy or the bad guy. So we use that a lot where you don't know. Listener can be like, oh, I feel so bad for him. Yeah. Or they could be like, this guy is a real asshole. So yeah, that's what Nevermind is about. You're about to hear our unreleased track, Nevermind, in its entirety. We're on all social media platforms at Pool House Band, and then our Spotify, any streaming platform will just be Pool House with no spaces. We're looking for a drummer.
We need a drummer.
If you drum, you could help us.
And a booking guy. Yeah.
Yeah. We're booking ourselves, but if anyone wants to help us.
Guy or girl? Just person. Yes. Booking person.
We're hiring.
Yes.
Help. If you enjoyed this episode of Soundwaves, please take 60 seconds to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.
This episode was produced and edited by me, Mary Culbertson, coordinated by William Hughes, and promoted by the Slug Magazine editorial staff. Be sure to check out this month's issue of Slug. You can find a copy any place cool or at slugmag.com.
Did you enjoy this episode of Slug Soundwaves? You and the local community can continue to enjoy Slug Mag's content for free, but please consider making a one-time or ongoing contribution. Each contribution, no matter the amount, helps support Slug's creation of thoughtful media coverage on SLC's music, arts, events, and community subcultures. Head over to slugmag.com/donate to make your contribution today.